proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Well, hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have an exciting teaching for you today. Now, we're teaching on revelation of royalty. Now, I want you to understand there is a scripture in Psalm chapter 82, and it says that God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, and he judgeth among the gods. Then he asked, how long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? He said, defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. Now, what is he saying here? He is saying to the church that we are to be responsible for the world. Now, you say, well, now, wait a minute, Pastor, how is that? You see, the answers you have, matter of fact, the greater one is inside of you. He is a problem solver. The Bible says, if any of us lack wisdom, let us ask of God who giveth liberally and upbraideth not. So God will give us wisdom to solve any kind of problems of the world. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Get ready to take some good notes now. Let's go into it. It's called Revelation of Royalty.
The three Hebrews, this is what they told them. They said, you're going to have to bow down now, because if you don't bow down, the king's going to throw you in that fire. Well, they wouldn't bow down. Why? Because the laws of their God said, thou shalt not bow thyself down to any other god. Well, what did they do? They had to face their fear. They had to come and face to face with Babylon. And I'm telling you, Babylon's been ruling this earth, and nobody's been standing up against it, but God is raising up an army in this last day.
They said, King, I know you made a decree, but we're going to make a decree. The God that we serve. Come on now. See, our God is the judge. Why is he the judge? Because he alone decides who wins or who loses, not your opponent. Say amen to that. All you want to be is on God's side. What happened? He threw him in there, didn't he? Now, wait a minute. God could have come before Nebuchadnezzar threw him in there, and he put his men to grab them. He could have had all the men to just fall out dead. But he didn't do it, did he? Come on now. He could have had it so the furnace door wouldn't, the latch wouldn't open good. Come on now. I'm talking about sometimes you don't know what God wants to do. The only thing you do know is he's going to do what he promised. So it may be that you're going to go through, but if you do go through, you will not be burned. Your God is going to deliver you some kind of way. Y'all with me? What happened? He sent an angel in the fire. Fire couldn't burn him. I'm talking about capital punishment. The electric chair wouldn't go off. David, what did he do? He said, hey, Goliath, let me tell you something. Now, this is where I want to go now. Yeah. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Stop looking at yourself.
Yes.
Let me tell you how to get rid of fear. You ready?
Yes.
Get the presence of God.
Yes.
Let me show you that. Turn with me over to Psalms chapter 23. Now, I've heard all kinds of things about this, but I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. I'm talking about all fear. Y'all with me? Psalm 23. The Lord is my who? Shepherd. I shall not what? Want. He maketh me to what? Lie down. Where? In green pastures. He leadeth me beside what? Still waters. He does what to my soul? He leadeth me in the path of what? Righteousness. Keep going. For his name's sake. Here it goes. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me, and thy rod and thy staff, they shall comfort me. For if you know and have a presence of God, see, Eden represented the presence of God, and Adam got put out of Eden, but Eden has come back. It's come back in the form of the kingdom of God, and it's in you right now, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Let me tell you, you get a revelation of the presence of God, and you can sleep in any room by yourself. Come on now. See, you, what happens is we leave God out and don't be nothing but us. Amen. Y'all with me? Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Come on over there. All right, look what it says here, verse 5. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, as an error which proceedeth from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in a low place. I have seen servants upon horses, and princes walking as servants upon the earth. I got in my reference here, Amplified Bible says, slaves on horses and princes walking like slaves on the earth. That's a problem with that. But let me tell you what God calls it. Look at verse 5. He said, there is an evil. It is evil for a person who's anointed and royalty to have a situation where it's perverted and they have let the slaves tell them what to do. It is an evil, man. Lord, have mercy. Boy, I'm telling you, I can go on with this. So what did I tell you about Babylon? Demonic strategy of the Babylonian system. The devil wants only the best. We talked about that, right? And what we did is we took you over to Daniel. Let's go over there one more time, please. Daniel chapter 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, into Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, unto his hand, and with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels unto the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Asphanaz and the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes, children in whom there's no blemish, but well-favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning and knowledge and understanding and science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and to whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision. Let me just stop right there. Okay, so what happened? So Babylon swept down here at Judah, in Jerusalem, and took Israel captive. But notice who he took, and we talked about this before, but I want to go a step further. He took people who were officers and fighting people, men and women. He took craftsmen, took good-looking folks, no blemishes, slim, nice, good-looking, noble, people who were able to contribute to the expansion of Babylonian kingdom. So those are people that he took. He left the others. And he left the others, and again, what we said is his strategy, the Babylonian system strategy, is to impoverish the church. Okay, he's trying to bring it to a poverty so that
the work cannot get done. He knows that it takes skill and it takes money to be able to expand God's kingdom. He knows that. So now he's done this, gotten the people who had abilities and trained and fastest and you know, the most brilliant people. He took them. Now, what we said about that is he had to take those people if he wanted to go further in his kingdom, because Satan is not an originator. He is not an originator. What do I mean by that? He cannot create or prepare a people who have nothing and make something out of them. He can't do it. He can't do it. He doesn't have the secrets to motivating those kinds of people. He doesn't have the wisdom to tap into things that could cause learning to come to them. He doesn't have all of that. So the thing that he has to do is take the people who have the obvious traits that he desires to furnish his kingdom, to further his kingdom, and he has to take them. Now, what happened is, again, this kind of thinking has kind of been creeping into the church. And what some people have thought is that if a person didn't have all of this or all of that and so forth and so on, that perhaps they couldn't be used as well. And also, the poor and the way the church handles the poor and handles the problems of the poor and the weak and the rejected and so forth, all that has kind of crept into the church. But what the church is for people who are sick, people who are rejected, people who are weak, people who do have problems. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, of course, what has happened is because of Satan and him casting this kind of picture of the church, that a lot of people who would normally have come to the church perhaps didn't come because they saw the church as Babylon had painted the picture. And how was that? They saw him weird, different, poor, irrelevant, fanatical in cases, no power, saw him incompetent, unqualified, hypocritical, out of touch with reality, weak, saw him always begging, and not reliable, not innovative, not disciplined. Now, this is the way they saw him, see. And so there's been some truth to that, that there's been some of that in the church. But I'm telling you now, what has happened is this picture of the church is going to start changing. And what has happened is the enemy has broadcast his lifestyle, and the drug dealer's got the big cars and all the wheels that when you stop, they still rolling. Just hear what I'm saying now. And so forth and so on. So now, what happens? One of the people in our staff, they told a relative, one of their relatives, say, "Hey, I got a new job." I said, "Oh, you did?" So, "Yeah." "So you're leaving the financial firm you're with?" "Yep." "Where are you going to work?" "I'm going to work for the church." "Oh, no. You're going to work for the church? Oh, my Lord. You left that good job for God." You see what I'm saying? Now, realize that the church is designed to be the most powerful institution that God has ever placed in this earth. The church is designed to manage all the resources of this earth. The church is designed to be the wealthiest entity in this earth. Now, what's happening here? Why isn't some of this manifesting? And I think, again, because the church had lost its picture of how the church really should be and how we should really be operating. Notice
Daniel went into captivity. But here is Daniel and the three Hebrews in captivity, and the Bible says in verse 20 of chapter 1, that in all manners of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them to be, how many times? 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. Christians, for the most part, do not want to go into the system. Why? Because they're in there doing things that I don't like. Well, understand, the church was designed to go into the world. And God knew what they were doing. And he sent you in there to bring light into the darkness. That you are light of the world and salt of the earth. But here's what I want you to get hold to. God is changing the system. But he's not changing it from the outside in. He is changing the system from the inside out. He is sending you into the system to change it from within. Now, as you go, can y'all take this? Let's go to 1 Corinthians and chapter 2, please. Now, I want you to see something. Because Daniel and the three Hebrews, or I know Daniel, he was considered one of the wise men. So that means he was busy living in a witchcraft community. The one next to him was a chief sorcerer. Now I'm just kind of thinking now. See, he didn't live. Sometimes you don't want to go among them. But ho, that's what you're designed for. And there is something in that environment that is a mechanism needed to trigger an anointing that is on your life to bring forth the most powerful system in the earth. Oh, Lord Jesus. Now, this hadn't been preached. I hadn't heard it. But this is what God does. Notice, Joseph tied him up, took him as a slave down to Egypt, didn't they? But when he got down there, something blew up. Am I right about it? Here is Joseph. Next thing you know, he has risen to be over Potiphar's house. Got it? And how did he get there? This man is a Jew. But there was favor on the blessing. I'm only telling you something. I'm saying this. Well, I'm going to leave my job and go full-time in the ministry. Well, let me ask you something. Why? I don't have anything wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. My point to you is, what have you done in that job? Because that job is not a job. It's a platform for changing a society. And God said that though your beginning was small, your latter end shall greatly increase. Now, that's not a suggestion. That's a promise. That's a model from God. Now, here's the deal. You think because you didn't go to an Ivy League university that top door didn't open for you. That doesn't make any difference. That doesn't make any difference. This is what I'm trying to tell you. With the anointing, man, you got to see what I'm saying now. With the anointing. How about a man like Willie Gary? Here he was. He was a lawyer, right? And I just looked at his tape the other day, his biography tape, and at the end he says, God did it. Yes, right. He ain't ashamed to tell you who did it. Yes, God did it. Now, what did he do? Well, he won a verdict of $500 million. Now, understand, he was picking beans down in Florida with 13 other members of his family in a three-bedroom house. How about Peter Daniels? Here he was at the age, all these people have spoken here. At the age of 23, he was an illiterate bricklayer. But Billy Graham came over town and he preached the gospel of the kingdom. And Peter received Christ and all of a sudden discovered he was the son of the king. Now, one of the richest men all over the world flying over here. I'm just saying, wait a second now. The tendency is you start looking at yourself and say, I didn't go to that university. I didn't do that. But what is the anointing? What is, see, we done sung about the rain. That's what it is. That's what they're talking about. The former and the latter rain. It's the anointing that's going to come to beautify the church. The anointing is God's burden-removing, yoke-destroying power. Am I right about it? But the anointing also is God's power coming on human flesh to do what only God can do. I'm telling you, Satan has to take the best because he has no way of originating them again. He can't re-prepare them. But God can take your nephew that's blown out of his mind on cocaine and take him, baptize him in Jesus' name, pull him up out of that water, fill him with the Holy Ghost, and reconstitute his memory, reconstitute his brain in one stroke. Let me tell you, folks, if this thing is preached, see, God blesses, if you want faith for something, you got to preach it. If I don't preach it, you don't have no faith for it. But I'm preaching something now, that God's going to take the foolish things. Come on, foolish thing. In the last day, I'm not coming against education because we can use that too. The church is not to push people out with education, but it's not to condemn the people without it because the people without it can get an anointing for it and have it operating at a level that the world, it's 10 times better than the world can ever operate.
Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, again, we're talking about us as a body of Christ taking over planet Earth. Now, a lot of times we talk about getting the wealth of the wicked, and that's true. But also, we inherit the problems as well, because there are problems in the world. But guess what? We have the problem solver right inside of us. Praise the Lord. Remember what he said in Daniel chapter 1, verse 20. He said, Daniel and his associates were found to be 10 times better than the people of the world of Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom. I'm here to tell you right now that whatever level they're operating at, the church is going to be 10 times better. Now, this is something for you and I to strive for. That anointing of the 10 times better should be on you. Why? Because we're coming not only to get that wealth, but to solve the problems of the world so that the world will see Jesus in us. Well, the address and phone number on your screen. Order this tape, these tape series right now. These are the ones that you need. This is the end time teaching. I'm telling you, it's rich. It's something that you should have in your library. It's something that you should incorporate in your life. There's an anointing probably on your life that you've never even tapped into. Well, this is Bill Winston saying that's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Once you received Jesus as the Lord of your life, you were engrafted into God's royal family. You are a child of the King, and the authority of the kingdom is within you. Before you can exercise your kingship, you must have a revelation of your royalty.
If you know your royalty, and you know how a king or royalty is supposed to act, it will affect your behavior.
In this new series by Dr. Bill Winston, you'll learn that you are a speaking spirit, and everything in the universe must adjust itself to accommodate the words you speak.
You got to believe that what you speak is going to come to pass. Say amen to that, and you will have what you say.
Order Revelation of Royalty Volume 2, There's a King in You, today, and Dr. Winston will explain why the church is designed to be the most powerful institution on this earth, why God created you to be a creative being, why you cannot rise any higher than your confession, and much more.
So now we're going to start talking to stuff. We're going to start talking out of our spirit, not out of our mind. We're going to get the word of God in here and speak it out. If he said, let the poor say I'm rich, start saying I'm rich.
To order your copy of Revelation of Royalty Volume 2, There's a King in You, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. As believers, it is important that we know who and what we are in Christ. These teachings are designed to reveal the true nature of the royalty that's on the inside of you. Make no mistake about it. There's a King in you. Order your copy of this powerful series, Revelation of Royalty, Volume 2, today. While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have Spanish translators and sign language for the hearing impaired. A warm seat awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. Next week on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
God has a high life for you instead of a low life. He wants you to come up and talk like God, walk like God, think like God, act like God, and believe like God.